So here we have a letter number 1,405 in the whole in volume 5, and the whole letter is the Rebbe. This is Baruch Hashem, the fourth day of Shabbat Tov Shin Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. It's a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, yesterday, Rav Charkov, that was the Rebbe's personal secretary, has gave over about your conversation on the telephone, and your special delivery letter that you sent with the cutout pieces of newspaper. About this that you are sort of trying to figure out, and it seems that you seem to think that another business person can sort of make you take away some of your orders, and the other person may lessen your parnasa that he's getting in the way of your livelihood, God forbid. And you're asking me my opinion, you know, being, you know, I guess he's having some competition over there or something. Based on your request, so when I will be on the resting place on the tzion of my father-in-law with the titles, I will once again mention you. In any event, as all Jews, which are believers, sons of believers, so you must be certain that the, as it says, mezoinosof shel odom ketzuvim loy meresh hashana vad yom kippurim, that the food of man are set up for him starting from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur is when that is determined. And the income that Hashem has destined for you, which I am certain is in a wide way, I mean, God has a lot of good income for you, nobody can, God forbid, diminish it, and certainly nobody can take it away. So whatever Hashem set up for you is there, is waiting for you. The only thing is, you must be strong in your trust in Hashem. And that means that must be done with joy. It says in this, as it says in the Zohar in Parshas Tetzava, on page 184, side B, that our world, this lower world, receives all the flows from above. And if over here below you are happy, it's light, then from above they also give you light and with joy from above. It says you gotta ivdus Hashem b'simcha, you gotta serve Hashem with joy. So therefore, when a yid is happy, so the happiness below brings down him happiness from above. Especially in your situation, that you have the great privilege of benefiting the many by allowing them to print a sefer of my father-in-law. Apparently he sponsored the publishing of the book, and with all the titles about the Rebbe's, about the father-in-law, about his, the Friedrich Rebbe. That will certainly stand by you, that you will have parnasa, your livelihood, in a wide way. And what's even more important is not only to get the parnasa, but you should utilize with success of healthy things on matters of Torah and mitzvahs with a wide hand. I hope to hear from you good news. And as in connection with the forthcoming with the yahrzeit of my father-in-law, I am attaching here some suggestions as far as customs on that day.